Bible today. I don't necessarily have a message about Mother's Day, amen. But nothing wrong with that, but that ain't what the Lord's laid on my heart. But I am going to preach from one of the books of the Bible that's a woman. Is that all right, amen? I guess it would be. The book of Ruth, and give you some things there in Ruth chapter number 3. And I trust I can be a blessing to you. Just a few books in the Bible is named after a woman. But you know, when I get to studying, Brother David, these books of the Bible, especially the book of Ruth, I find the main character that's pointing to, or everything is coning down to, it's not necessarily about Ruth, it's about the kinsman redeemer, amen, is what it's about. And of course, you know, that is a type of the Lord Jesus, amen. So that's what I want to preach on today with the help of the Lord, about the kinsman redeemer and what a wonderful Savior we have, amen. I'm about preached out. That church last week about preached me to death, amen, so my voice is ragged out. But I'm glad that I can still say something, nothing else, Brother Sonny. I'll croak about Jesus, amen. And the Lord's so wonderful to us, amen. Ruth chapter number 3, the book of Ruth chapter number 3, and I'll begin reading in verse number 8. Ruth chapter number 3 and verse number 8, with the help of the Lord. The Bible says, thank you, sir. The Bible says here, and it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid and turned himself, and behold, a woman lay at his feet. You know, people sometimes meet their wives in strange ways, amen? And, you know, somebody told me one time, I looked across, you know, in the meeting, I looked across the aisle, and the Lord told me that was my wife. Amen. Well, it didn't work that way with me. Amen. You know, but sometimes you meet your wife in a strange way. And Boaz, amen, he laid his eyes on Ruth. She laid at his feet there, and that's what her mother-in-law had instructed her to do. Amen. And the Bible says, and he said, verse number 9, "Who art thou?" And she answered, "I'm Ruth, thine handmaid. Spread therefore thy skirt over thine handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman." And he said, "Blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast showed more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, insomuch as thou followest not young men, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, fear not. I will do to thee all that thou requirest, for all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman." Amen. Now, in Proverbs, we're not find her named, but in the book of Proverbs, we find detailed information about a virtuous woman. But as far as being named individually, Ruth is one that is a virtuous woman. And the Bible said the whole city knows this. Amen. I tell you, I guess I could preach on Mother's Day, right? Just listen, as a mother, as a wife, as a hopefully a godly young lady, does people know that you have a reputation, that you have character, that you have spiritual inside of being a virtuous woman? They knew that about Ruth, amen. And thank God for that. The Bible says in verse number 12, "And now it is true that I am thy near kinsman. Howbeit, there is a kinsman nearer than I. Tarry this night, and it shall be in the morning, that if he will perform unto thee the part of a kinsman well, let him do the kinsman's part. But if he will not do the part of a kinsman to thee, then will I do the part of a kinsman to thee, as the Lord liveth, lie down until the morning." And she lay at his feet until the morning, and she arose up before one could know another. And he said, let it not be known that a woman came into the floor. Also he said, "Bring the veil that thou hast upon thee, and hold it." And when he held it, he measured 6 measures of barley and laid it on her, and she went into the city. And when she came to her mother-in-law, she said, "Who art thou, my daughter?" And she said, she told her all that the man had done to her. And she said, "These 6 measures of barley gave he me. And he said to me, go not empty unto thy mother-in-law. Then she said, sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall, for the man will not be in rest until he have finished the thing this day. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you, Lord, to help us, Lord. Thank you for the reading of your word. Thank you for the power of the word of God. And I pray that you would endue us with that unction it takes to preach the Bible. Thank you, Lord, for the meeting. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for Pastor Jones, his people. Lord, many of these people, too many to enumerate, Lord, have been so kind to me and my family. Lord, even when I was single, I stayed in a lot, if not most, of their homes. Amen. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for them and how they have showered kindness upon us. And Lord, we thank you for that. And Lord, I pray now we can try to be a little blessing. Lord, I pray that you'd use us. Touch our voices. Lord, I know my voice is all cut up from preaching, Lord, all last week. And Lord, I pray that you'd help us today. And we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen and amen. The kinsman redeemer. Amen. Boaz, certainly, you know, many of you Bible readers and studiers know this. Boaz is a type of what the Lord did for us when he saved us. Amen. For certainly he is our Redeemer. Amen. We're not saved by our own merit, but thank God, I'm glad the Lord Jesus saved us. The word redeem simply means this: to purchase back, to ransom, to liberate or rescue from captivity or bondage, or from any obligation or liability to suffer or to be forfeited by paying an equivalent as to redeem prisoners or capture goods or to redeem a pledge. Amen. So in matter of that, in light of that, what does the kinsman redeemer have to do with it? Well, according to the Bible, in Hebrew law, listen, a near kin who redeemed the property, they could redeem the property of an impoverished relative. And I'm not going to take the time to go over to the book of Leviticus, amen, chapter 25. But when they got in debt and they could not maybe pay their bills, they would lose their property. And so one of their near kinsmen could step in and redeem that property. Hallelujah to God. Oh, you think what God purchased back for us. Think of all that we lost in Adam, amen. And God restored it and gave us more. Hallelujah. Praise God for that. Boaz became kinsman redeemer for his relative Elimelech. Amen. In Ruth chapter number 4. The kinsman redeemer is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, who became a man to redeem sinful men from the bondage of sin and Satan and death. Amen. And you can see that all in the picture of the kinsman redeemer. His name was Boaz. Now, I don't have time to preach, amen, all the book of Ruth. Amen. And I'm a simple preacher. Amen. Listen, I used to average preaching an hour and a half. I mean, that was the average. Amen. And, but listen, friend, I've thought sometimes, I'm talking about us young preachers, some of us could get to the point instead of reading a commentary to people, amen, go ahead and preach, okay? And I ain't authority on preaching, amen. But listen, sometimes I'm saying get to the point. Have a point about your preaching. Amen. So I don't have time to preach all through the book of Ruth, amen, and give you a synopsis of that. But I want to point out a few things to you with the help of the Lord from the book of Ruth and try to be a blessing to you. And then you can say, Brother Rose actually preached a happy message. Amen. Amen. I preached the message with a happy ending. Amen. Hallelujah. But thank God, number one, the kinsman redeemer was needed because of death. Amen. The kinsman redeemer was needed because of death. The Bible tells us in Ruth chapter 1, verses 4 and 5, the Bible says, and they took them wives of the women of Moab, The name of one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth, and they dwelled there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them, and the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. And so here's the picture. In summary, briefly, amen, Elimelech, because of famine and because of a bad deal, amen, listen, he leaves the place of God's blessing, and he goes down to Moab, and he just plans to sojourn there. A sojourn is just a short time, supposedly, but he ends up staying there for years. When you start compromising, you say, I'll just go down to sojourn. But unfortunately, oh yeah, I'm supposed to be preaching happy, amen. Amen. Reboot on that one, amen. But I'm going to tell you, friend, you'll just plan to sojourn, but you'll end up staying. Amen. So he stays down there, and Brother Jones, I don't understand all this, and how can you understand all God's plan? But somewhere, I know, amen, from the foreknowledge of God and the lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ, God had a plan in all that, amen. And so he stays down there, and Elimelech dies. And Mahlon and Chilion, when you're sick and pining, they die. That's what their names mean, amen. Sickly and pining. They're like some of these young boys, amen. They've showed some interest in my daughters, amen. Sickly and pining, amen. But is that all right? Well, never mind. But listen, friend, amen. And they end up dying, amen. And so listen, because of death, there needed to be a kinsman redeemer. And here when they yoked up with these Moabitish women, Orpah and Ruth, they are destitute. They don't have anybody. And listen, their mother-in-law has no means of support. And here they are, all this death all around them. And what are we going to do? Well, they heard about bread being back where they came from. Amen. I tell you, where you're going to have to get right is where you got wrong. Amen. And some people, amen, that's kind of hard sometimes, Brother Lambert, amen. But like I say, get as right as you can. Amen. Amen. Sometimes it gets so messed up, because I'm not stupid. I've been in the ministry a good while now, amen. And so I'm not stupid. And sometimes it gets so messed up, Brother Johnny Jr., amen. You just got to get as right as you possibly can. But I'm going to tell you, friend, death is reigning on the scene. And I'm going to tell you, friend, they need a kinsman redeemer. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Wherefore is by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Amen. Number two, amen. Because I got seven little points, amen. Got to go quick, amen. The kinsman redeemer was needed to bring life. Amen. Now, I'm not going to go into detail about this, amen, because that's a private matter, amen. I don't even discuss my personal life, amen, with my kids, between me and my wife, okay? Amen. Some of that stuff's secret. It should be kept secret. Amen. But listen, friend. Here is Ruth, and here is Orpah. Orpah decides, amen, to go back. Amen. She starts, but then she goes back. And Ruth says, amen, I'm not going to go back. I'm going to go with you. Amen. Hallelujah. And I praise the Lord for that. And so this kingdom, a kinsman redeemer, was needed to bring about life. And listen, friend, when a young widow was there, amen, then there was supposed to be a near kinsman that took up the part, amen, and he would be her husband and raise up seed, amen. And so, friend, hey, death is reigning. Death is all around. But thank God somebody stepped up and said, amen, I'll step to the plate. Hallelujah. I'll take the part. Amen. I'll take this widow and I'll raise up life. Amen. Well, that's what the Lord Jesus did. Amen. The kinsman redeemer was obligated to raise up seed for the dead, amen. Can't read my own writing, amen. You know, I used to get docked, amen, because the teacher, my fifth grade teacher, thought I was writing small on purpose. And they used to dock my grade for that. Amen. Amen. And I noticed Samuel the other day. He was writing his pace work, amen. And he writes small too, amen. But I tell you what, now I can't even read what I've written. Amen. Hallelujah. It's coming back to bite me, ain't it? Amen. But the kinsman redeemer was obligated to raise up seed for the dead. Number three, the kinsman redeemer, or Boaz, was willing and able to redeem the Gentile Ruth. Amen. He was willing and he was able to redeem her. Hallelujah. In Ruth chapter 3 and verse number 13, notice what the Bible says. Tarry this night, and it shall be in the morning that if he will perform unto thee the part of a kinsman well, let him do the kinsman's part. But if he will not do the part of a kinsman to thee, then will I do the part of a kinsman to thee. As the Lord liveth, lie down unto the morning. I believe there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it, Brother Jacob. I believe that Boaz, it was love at first sight. Now, I don't know when the Lord knew me, because he never was born, amen, in eternity. He may have been born here, amen, but in eternity, he went way, way, way back. So I don't know when he thought on me, amen, but thank God. Listen, our heavenly Boaz, hey, thank God, he loved. Listen, friend, though, listen, she was a product. I won't go into it. She was a product in her ancestry of incest. Somebody explain this to me. Brother Topping, Brother Josh, Pastor Jones, I'm going to tell you what, they were cursed to a certain generation. But I can guarantee you, it's 10, wasn't it? I can guarantee you Ruth was that 10th generation, because they wasn't even able to enter in to the congregation of the Lord. But thank God. Thank God. Listen, we wasn't too pretty when God found us either. Amen. Now we sit here in a suit and tie now. Hallelujah. We sit in our Sunday best. We sit in our pew. We sing the hymns. We rejoice. Amen. But listen, where did God find you at? Amen. But I'm telling you, Brother Jason, hallelujah. This kinsman redeemer, amen. He said, there's another nearer than I, but if he won't redeem you, I guarantee you I will. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, because of the circumstances, that Redeemer could not. He said, it will mar my inheritance. Amen. But he said, I will, I will redeem you. It was evident. I believe it was evident that Boaz wanted Ruth. If you sit here today and you're lost, you've never been saved by the grace of God, I guarantee you, it's evident. Praise God, Brother David. It's evident the Lord Jesus loves you. Hey, there's no doubt about it. Amen. Hallelujah. 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but he's long suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Who will have all men to be saved? Who will have all men to be saved? Who will have all men to be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth? For there's one God, one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, that he might be, listen, who gave himself a ransom for all, that he might be accepted. Let me read that. I done got a glitch, amen. It worries me sometimes, amen. My poor old dad, he didn't even know me when he left out of here, amen. And I'm about losing my mind too, amen. Praise God. But I ain't got no problem with reading it, praise God. Who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Praise the Lord. The Lord's so good to us. Amen. I'm going to tell you what. This kinsman redeemer, Boaz in our text, But thank God there's a heavenly Boaz. His name is the Lord Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, even though Ruth was from Moab, the Moabites come from a relationship of Lot and his own daughter. I'm not going to go into that. Amen. Genesis chapter 19 and verse numbered 37. Amen. See, the Moabites were excluded from the congregation of the Lord until the 10th generation. Deuteronomy 23 verse number 3. But thank God, I'm glad those that were not of the house of Israel, those that had no lineage, those that were Gentiles, but thank God, according to Ephesians, let me read this. Amen. I'm going to finish up here in a minute. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 11. Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called the uncircumcision, but that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. That's how we were. Thank God. Hey, Brother Burgess, we was without hope, without God, full of sin, full of corruption. But thank God for Jesus. Amen. Notice what the Bible says. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one and broken down the middle wall partition between us. Hallelujah. Brother Richard, that middle wall is broken down. Amen. That means there's no barriers. Amen. A Jew and Gentile all can come in through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, when you get saved, you lose your identity. Amen. It's neither Jew or Gentile. It's neither bond or free. But it's the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad to be part of the church. You might not be. Hallelujah. Hold my muse a minute. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, you might not be. And listen. Well, listen. I may have a little. Some of my people's from West Virginia. Amen. That might make you like my preacher. You people in West Virginia, y'all proud of that, amen. Hallelujah. There's a lot of my people, amen, in West Virginia. Amen, Lord say, well, some of them got saved, amen. Praise God. But I'm going to tell you, you might not be impressed too much by my pedigree. I was interviewing my mom. I've told y'all this before. I was interviewing my dad's mom for a school project. And you had to pull, I mean, it was like pulling hen's teeth, amen. She wouldn't answer. You had to, Brother Sammy, you'd ask her a question, and she'd give you a one or two word answer, amen. I said, this project ain't working out too good. I was a taping her, amen. Hallelujah. And she was backward, and I had that tape recorder, and it's scaring her half to death, amen. I said, hey, things were tough back there when you was raised, amen. You was raised during the Depression. Yeah, things were tough. Y'all didn't have much, amen. No, we didn't have much, amen. And in the back, I wish I could find that tape, amen. Papa spoke up, amen. Papa rose. He said, your family wasn't nothing but a bunch of bootleggers, amen. That's how they were. And she said, like I'd hear so many times, I said, oh, Pandy, amen. Oh, Pandy, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I remember staying with them one time. Amen. And I was laying on a mattress in the living room. Amen. I'd stay 3 days with Granny Bowles. That was Mom's mom. And I'd stay 2 days with Mama and Papa. Amen. Over in the holler. Amen. And listen, one night I was in there trying to go to sleep. And I heard Mama go, she said, Pandy, did you take a bath? All my people were crazy. Amen. I tell you, thank God, you may not be, Brother Dean, impressed with my lineage, but thank God for Jesus, amen, that made the difference in my life. And so, this Moabitish woman, excluded from the congregation of the Lord until the 10th generation, it seems like it was like us. But in this New Testament church age, God's broken down that middle wall partition. And through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, He became the veil. And through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can enter in. Hallelujah. You don't have to have some special pedigree. You don't have to have an education. It's rich or poor. It's black or white. It's American or it's African or it is Arab. You know, I know them people, amen. They're following a different spirit. But we act like sometimes we want them to go straight to hell. Amen. And Christ died for all them too. Amen. Amen. He sure did. Amen. Hallelujah. But listen, friend, I can't even read this no more without these. Amen. But thank God. The Bible says He's broken down the middle wall partition between us, verse 15, having abolished in His flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in Himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that He might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you that were far off and to them that are nigh. For through Him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Listen to this. Now therefore, you're no more strangers and foreigners, amen, but fellow citizen with the saints and of the household of God. So here's a Moabitish woman. And this man called Boaz, the kinsman redeemer, says, I want that one right there. I want her. I remember, amen, when my precious little woman, I call her mama, amen. I wish I was better to her. I need to be better to her, amen. She's put up with a bunch of junk with me all these years, 23 years, amen. And I tell you, I need to be better. I call her mama. That's what I call her. I called this morning. I said, where's your mama? Amen. And she's been a mama. And she's been a good wife to me. And I tell you what, when I met, hallelujah, I there was a few girls, amen, that I knew briefly. I'd never done much courting and all that, amen. You can look at me and you tell I ain't no catch. And I'm going to tell you one thing. But when I saw Miss Sarah Jane Howe, amen, before I gave her the right name, amen, hallelujah, Sarah Jane Howe, and I saw her and I started pursuing her, amen. And it doesn't matter how bad you are. I tell you what, God will pursue you. He'll pursue you, amen. He'll love you. He cares for you, amen. He'll save you, amen. 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 Praise His name. The kinsman redeemer made Ruth to share in His name and His wealth. And I'm going to close, amen. I've said enough and I'm tired anyhow. Amen. But I'm going to tell you one thing, friend. Do you realize a woman, not throwing off, a woman never really has her own name. Your daddy gave you your name, and then your husband gives you your name. And I'm going to tell you one thing. Here's this little Moabitish woman that suffered disappointment and death and desertion and everything else, and she comes back, even though she's got a ray of hope of going back with her mother-in-law, she don't know probably what she's going to do other than just follow her mother-in-law back to where she's heard, your God is going to be my God, and your people is going to be my people, amen. And it was a most unlikely candidate. But I'm going to tell you what, when Boaz became her kinsman redeemer, she shared in his name and his wealth. Looks like he's pretty well off. We'd call it down, amen, in Tennessee. He's set, amen. He's pretty set, amen. Looks like he's well off. I promised my wife when I first married her, amen, I said, you wait till my ship comes in, amen. You wait till my ship comes in, amen, hallelujah. And listen, I sold her a bill of goods, so to speak, and she's wondering if that ship's ever been launched yet. Hallelujah. Amen. Gave her a bunch of kids. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for them. I told them the other night in the meeting, amen, we didn't have none of y'all by accident.
Amen. Sure.
We believed in the right kind of Planned Parenthood.
Amen.
Amen. We planned on being parents.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I've probably been criticized a little bit by that, amen. But hallelujah, you just, you know, take it easy, amen. And mind your own business, amen. Hallelujah. Lord's good to us, amen. The kinsman redeemer made him to share in his name and his wealth. So in Romans 8, here's your homework, amen. Romans 8 and verse 15 through 17, even so do Christians inherit Christ's glory. I don't have the time, amen. We got to hear some good preaching. Number five, amen. Boaz, the kinsman redeemer, was the only one. He was the only one. God always has a purpose. He was the only one that could redeem Ruth. This other redeemer, kinsman redeemer that was closer than him, said, no, I can't do that. It'll mar my inheritance. I can't do that. And so, you know, they'd slip off that shoe, amen. Kind of gross. Of course, that sandal, you know. Slip off that shoe, amen. And sometimes where they would not perform the part of a kinsman, amen, they'd spit in their face, amen. Because that was important. I mean, God set that thing up. It was important, friend. And I'm going to tell you what, he'd slip off his shoe, they'd seal the bargain, amen. And Boaz said, "That she's going to be mine. And I'm going to perform the part of a kinsman." Amen. He was the only one that could redeem. There's nobody else that can save you but Jesus. Nobody else. Amen. Anybody that says they can besides Jesus, they're a liar. Amen. Hallelujah. And you're going to end up being marred, amen, if you put your trust in the wrong one. But thank God for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us, amen, that this kinsman redeemer became Ruth's husband and friend. You know, can I talk to you today on Mother's Day? It's not a Mother's Day message. I don't even know how to preach these special holiday messages, amen. But you know what my wife really wants from me? Yeah, she's always, I mean, every time Beth and her go on a diet, amen, they think it's God's will for me to go on a diet. I told my wife, I want to be fat. I plan on getting fatter. Say amen, Brother Johnny Jr. Amen. But they think I need to go on a diet. My wife says, I need to keep you around, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But I tell you one thing, friend. My wife really wants me to be her friend. She ain't looking for me necessarily to be some Casanova. It's been now almost 23 years next Sunday. She ain't looking for me. The Lord's given us kids. We've lost some, but I mean, the Lord's given us kids. She's been, I need to be her friend. You know what Boaz was? He not only purposed to be Ruth's husband, but he purposed to be her friend. It's a real friend, amen, to step up to a plate to somebody that's under a curse. And somebody has nothing to offer. No dowry from Ruth. There ain't no dowry there. You know, that was important in them Eastern religion. But there's no dowry here. But I'm going to tell you what. Boaz said, I'll cover all the bills.
Amen.
I'll cover everything.
Amen.
And I'll take care of you. And I'll take care of your mother-in-law. Handfuls of purpose. Don't have time to preach that, amen. And the way my voice is, I definitely couldn't sing it, amen. But Christians become, are you listening? If you're not saved today, Christians, when you get saved, they become Christ's bride. And he becomes their friend. And buddy, it's somebody that won't walk out on you. And it's somebody that'll go through the thick and thin with you. When you're good and when you're bad. And I'm not condoning being bad. But I tell you what, it seems like in the last several years, and I'm not trying to pull your heartstrings, but it seems like, amen, I have failed miserably as a Christian through some of the crucibles that God puts us through. You know what he's been? He's been my friend. Preach it another time. Number 7, and I'm through. The result of the union of this kinsman redeemer and you and Ruth was the descendants of Jesus. So God takes something that's cursed, an old sinner, and God brings him into the family of God. And he brings about Jesus through it. And I don't understand all that, Brother Jake. I just don't understand all that God can do. But it's just a testament to God's grace.
Amen.
That's all it is.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you, friend, if you'll read in that latter chapter, in chapter 4, and verse number 22, you find the descendants come down all the way to David. And who is Jesus? He's the Son of David. He's the Son of David. And God used a little mother called Ruth. Though we speak a lot about her, and we've got a whole book named after her, but really the focus is on that kinsman redeemer. And God used a little mother called Ruth to bring forth a baby. And on down the lineage, David. And on down the lineage, Jesus. You know, if I know anything about revival, and I've been in revival effort for many, many years, it's not about me. It's not about what I can produce or what I can motivate or manipulate people to do in a meeting. What's it about? It's about Jesus being formed in you. And if the Lord Jesus would get glory out of your life, you'd be well on your way to having a revival.
Amen.